Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is...
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now for 360 Prosperity with Maria Martinez. Maria is a human potential and wealth activator who helps you access your full potential to find happiness. She has the unique ability to clear anything blocking you from stepping into your greatness. Get ready to experience a catalyst for change. Here's Maria now.
Hello, everyone, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. This beautiful topic that we're going to talk about today, the modern day goddess, is just an amazing beingness. It's a way of being, it's a way of life, it's a way of integrating, it's a beautiful practice. So today I want to talk about how to get there, how to embody it, how to be your full expression. Because from this place of I am, from this place of the divine goddess, from this place of everything is possible, your life looks very different. The way you create becomes easy. The way you manifest becomes automated. So let's, before we get into the topic, let's come into the space. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And come into this beautiful space of the divine goddess. This is the divine goddess within you. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And as you come into the space of the divine goddess, notice what attributes, what qualities, what characteristics you desire. Because the divine goddess within you is different for each one of you. The qualities may be very similar, but some qualities may stand out more than the other. It depends on your journey. It depends on the projects that you're working on. Maybe for some of you, the main quality, the main attribute is loving kindness, unconditional love, forgiveness. Maybe for some of you is courage, confidence, certainty. Just notice, perceive, know the qualities that you desire. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And as you come into your heart, let's open up the space to create. Let's open up the container, this container that is available to us. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. See, perceive, imagine a beautiful light coming down from above, coming down in front of you. You, with everybody listening and all those that will be listening in the future, surrounding this beautiful light, and this light expands and connects to your third eye. This is the awareness, this is the knowing that you are light, that you are divine, powerful beyond measure, that you're a gift to the world. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale, and allow that beautiful light to overflow as it connects to your third eye. It overflows over through your crown and back down into your throat and into your heart and continues to overflow out your heart, out your power center, out your sacral area, down your root chakra, out your root chakra. You're allowing the knowing of your truth to integrate into your soul, your energy, your spirit, the multidimensional bodies. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Notice if there's any lack or any skepticism, any judgment coming in now, go ahead and release that. Say, thank you for showing me this. Thank you for acknowledging I send you to Source, God Universe. You can leave now. I give you permission. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And as you come into this beautiful heart center space, this beautiful container in which everything is possible, let's begin to open up and activate the quantum field. Come down, down, down into your heart. Expand your awareness. Expand your consciousness. Elevate above your belief systems of society. Elevate. And as you expand your awareness, as you expand your light, you're connecting to all that is. And as you connect to all that is, notice all the beautiful goddesses. Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Hathor, Isis, Kuan Yin, coming down, Lakshmi, Shakti, coming down to be with you today, to honor you for who you are, to welcome you into the sisterhood of all that is possible, infinite potential, infinite possibility. Now, as we expand this container, as we amplify the quantum field, see yourself stepping in, see yourself taking that 1, 2, 3 steps into the platform, this platform of this container that we're creating now of infinite possibility. This is a quantum field where miracles happen. Go ahead and step into it. See yourself shedding the old. See yourself shedding the fear. See yourself shedding the judgment. See yourself shedding the old. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale and clear, delete, be transform all of that. See yourself stepping forward with courage and confidence in spite of what you're hearing, the chatter, in spite of the feelings that are there, in spite of the old judgment, in spite of the shame, the blame, the regret, the resentment, the fault. Let's go ahead and bring it all up to the surface and surrender all of that to God, Source, Universe, your angels. We're letting go of all judgment. We're letting go of the limitations, letting go of the labels. We're letting go of all the ways that we hold ourselves back so that you may experience your truth and your totality to step into infinite possibility and connect to the divine goddess within you, pure source energy within you, the divine feminine within you, that creative force within you. One more deep breath. And notice the beautiful divine goddess that came in earlier, coming down and creating a circle around you, creating space for you to see your truth, to know your truth, to feel the connection with light and love, to feel the connection with the divine feminine, the strength, the courage within you, the mother, the daughter, the sister, the wife, the girlfriend. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale, the woman, the girl. Connect with all those parts of you within you and acknowledge the strength and the courage. Acknowledge the light. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and delete and create judgment. Delete and create resentment, regret. Delete and create feeling small. Delete and create not feeling worthy or deserving. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and allow the events of your life to come up that have been used as a label, that have been used as a tarnish, that have been used as a defect, that have been used as a dimming of your light, that have held you or still holding you back from stepping forward in your true divine power, in your true divine essence, in your strength and your courage. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. I see some of you really stepping into the beautiful quantum field, to the container. I see some of you expanding your wings and recognizing who you are, a light worker, a light warrior, a beautiful goddess, an oracle, a high priestess. Go ahead and connect to that truth of who you are. Some of you may experience your timelines opening up, bringing in wisdom and messages of who you are, who you've been, parts of yourself where you were truly in your gifts and fully embodying your divine feminine. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Connect to the strength and the magic. Connect to your beautiful temple. Connect to the knowing of your past life. Connect to all those journeys and the courage from all those journeys as the mother, the daughter, the wife, the partner, sister. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. As a creatrix, as a creative being, as divine creation, as divine goddess. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Feel the light of source within you. Feel the light of Mother Earth within you. Feel the resonance as a creative being. Feel the right resonance as a beautiful being of light. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Now, some of you may feel like you're unable to connect with this, or maybe you feel like you're not quite dropping into this. Go ahead and tune in for yourself. What is the separation between you and your authenticity? What is that separation between you and your full expression? For some of you, what feels like it's, I cannot be God, or I cannot be this powerful, I cannot shine this bright. I'm not allowed to be here. I'm not allowed to own my gifts and my powers. Reclaim that back. Go ahead and claim that back. I give myself permission to fully express myself. I give myself permission to own my power. I give myself permission to be my full expression. I give myself permission to find joy. I give myself permission to be a divine creator, to be a creatrix. I give myself permission to birth life, birth ideas. I give myself permission to be more the womb. I give myself permission to be in gratitude for my womb. I give myself permission, grateful for choosing this beautiful temple. I give myself permission for knowing who I am, the strength, the courage, my abilities, my gifts, the role that I play in humanity, in the world, in the planet, in the galaxies. I give myself permission to honor myself for who I am. I give myself permission to recognize that I create my reality. I give myself permission to recreate my reality in a way that serves me, in a way that supports me, in a way that it expands who I am. I give myself permission to be me. I give myself permission to be comfortable, to feel comfortable in my own skin. I give myself permission to be brilliant, to be magnificent, to be radiant, to be iconic. I give myself permission to be a pioneer, a trailblazer, a way shower. I give myself permission to shine my light as magnificent as I wish, as I desire, as it is. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and feel into it. Feel into the magic of who you are. I see you all stepping on the quantum field. You're fully in the quantum field now. Now go ahead and imagine a life where you feel, or you know you are fully expressed. Imagine from the moment you get up throughout your that looks like, how you show up with confidence, with courage, with poise, with resilience, with a beautiful heart full of loving compassion, loving kindness, with beautiful boundaries, fully owning your power, fully owning your space, comfortable in your beautiful temple, your body vibrating with your light, your radiance. See yourself going about your day and how you move throughout the day and how you hold your space and your energy, how you embody your attributes, your qualities of the divine feminine, the divine goddess within you, the modern-day goddess within you. See how you move throughout the day, connecting to others, conversating with others, and how you hold your space and the energy of unconditional love. How you stay in your power and express with love and compassion, your thoughts, your ideas, how you communicate, how you own your gifts, express your gifts with ease, your heart completely open, overflowing with unconditional love. And as a result of that, notice how life, people react to you, how opportunities show up, how events show up in your life. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Some of you feel really comfortable in this energy, and some of you feel like there's a little bit of resistance, especially in the back of the head. Let's look for that imposter. Notice, where is that imposter showing up? Imposter is the judgment. You're not this. You cannot be God. You cannot be this powerful. You cannot shine this bright. You're not allowed who you think you are. Whose voice is that? Is that your parents? Is that your significant other? Is that an authority figure? Is that your friends? And this voice and other voices like it are the ones that are keeping you from fully expressing yourself, from fully showing up in the world as your authentic self, are keeping you from you feeling comfortable owning your power, feeling comfortable in your body, in your temple, being at peace with yourself. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And notice that voice, the voice that says you're an imposter, or the feeling of being an imposter, being a fraud. Notice what that's holding on to. What is it attached to? Is it attached to past events? Is it attached to past experiences? Is it attached to past situations? What is it attached to? And go ahead and allow that to come up to the surface. Go ahead and ask what is needed. What is this need? What is this need to heal? What do I need to heal from this? For most of you, it's forgiveness. So go ahead and bring in forgiveness. I forgive myself for this. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Forgive. For some of you, it's forgiving others. So go ahead and forgive others. I forgive you. Forgive you. I forgive you. Forgive you. And for some of you, it's asking for forgiveness. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And you're asking for forgiveness to let go of the energy that you're holding on to, that self-blame, self-judgment, self-punishment, self-sabotaging energy, that shame, that blame, that fault that you're holding on to, or that resentment, that regret, that anger, that frustration, that victimization. So you're deleting and creating all of these energies from your field. You're letting go of all of this. You're letting go of the past so you can be present in the moment, so that you can bring in love into your heart, bring in peace and light, so that you may feel balanced in your body and in your environment, so you may own your power and claim your space and your ability to own your powers and fully express them. Fully express your gifts and your talents. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. See yourself again moving throughout the day, interacting with others. Notice how you look different. You look more at ease, more confident. Notice the energy that you're holding. Loving kindness, unconditional love, compassion. Notice how happy you feel being you. Nothing to prove to anyone, including yourself. You just are. Notice how happy you are in your own skin. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now go ahead again. See, perceive yourself being your totality, fully embodying the divine feminine, the goddess within you, moving throughout your day as the modern day goddess, as that creatrix of your life, with confidence, with ease, with poise. See how that feels. See if it fits. See if you can connect to it. Now, for some of you, there's still a little bit of that chatter going on. For some of you, there's still a little bit of that blame and fault. But that feels like it's more fear. Fear of stepping into your power. Fear of stepping into your brilliance. Fear of stepping into your magnificence. Fear of being yourself and fully embodying who you are. So let's go ahead and delete and create that false fear. Let's go ahead and delete it and create that fear that is an illusion, the fear of the unknown, and the fear connected to your own self-judgment and the stories that were created out of that. Let's delete it and create, and let's release the power that that fear holds. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Clear, 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 clear. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And one more deep breath. Clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform. As a time, dimension, space, and reality, not direction of time. Okay, very good. So a lot of the old stuff is being released, especially from your third eye, the center of your head, the back of your head. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale, and notice if you feel comfortable moving forward or if you're still holding on to fear. So again, this fear that is coming out doesn't feel like it's fear of the unknown. It actually feels like it's more fear of you and your power. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And give yourself permission to fully own your power. Know, tell yourself that it is safe to own your power. Invite yourself, that part of yourself that is resisting, to step forward. And integrate that part into your heart, into the whole. Bring that part of you back to connect with you, to be in alignment with you. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now again, see yourself. See, wake up. How you feel about yourself, the steps that you take for self-care, the steps that you take to nurture your soul. See how you move throughout your day, the way you nourish your body, the way you connect to your subconscious mind and your spirit, the way you bring in mindfulness. And notice how you see the world, this infinite possibility. See how you move throughout your day as you interact with your loved ones. Fill with love, bringing them into the space of love and possibility. And sending them off with love and joy and possibility. See, notice yourself connecting to the world around you as one, feeling the connection with the world. You being part of the world being part of you. You are one. Feeling the vibration of all that is and knowing that everything is energy. Everything is light. Everything has vibration. You tuning in, perceiving vibrations around you. Moving along your day, feeling inspired, feeling excited about your day, connecting to others in a way that is deeply and honest and beautiful and aligned with you, deeply connected at the soul level, at the conscious level, consciousness level. You communicating with others from that space, from the space of power and strength and courage, from the own all-knowing space, allowing your conversations to be amplified, to be beautiful, to be loving, to have a different level of intimacy. See yourself being so present. And notice how you relate to other things like material possession. You're in a state of deservingness. I deserve wealth. I deserve abundance. I deserve prosperity. It's a natural state. It's not a want or a desire. It's not unworthiness or undeserviness. It is just part of who I am. Everything is light. Everything is vibration. Everything is love. And this is part of who I am. So see yourself bringing it all in. See yourself aligning with it. See yourself embodying it. See yourself being this love with yourself. Love with who you are. Love with who you're embodying. One more deep breath. Feel yourself expanding, especially from your heart. Expanding beyond your body. Expanding beyond the room you're in. Expanding beyond the building. Expanding beyond the city. Beyond the state, beyond the country. See yourself in a state of bliss and joy because you know you are infinite and you know that everything is available to you. Everything is available to you. Abundance, prosperity, health, joy, happiness. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Feel into that magnificence and radiance of who you are and the magic that's available for you now. And feel the presence of the goddesses all around you as they expand and amplify your space to receive and experience more of who you are, to integrate at a deeper level your truth, your radiance, your magnificence, your courage. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Feel the confidence that is overflowing around you, the certainty overflowing around you. See yourself expressing yourself as you are in your career, in your job, at home, with your family, with your friends. See the beautiful divine goddess shining through in every moment, the beautiful divine goddess, magnetic, dynamic, beautiful, powerful, amplified. A beautiful light, beautiful radiance, overflowing throughout. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. From this expanded space of awareness, from this expanded space connected to all that is, consciousness, wisdom. Feel the vibration, know the vibration, feel the light as it moves around you. Feel how you communicate with light and vibration and the universe response. As you say, I am, and you declare your desires, and the universe in turn orchestrates to bring you all that you desire. Everything is on its way now. Prosperity, abundance, success, self, love. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Feel the connection with yourself and notice if there's any discrepancy. Let's go ahead and release any discrepancy to owning, receiving, allowing all that is on its way to you, all that you've invited in, all that you've asked for, all that you're claiming. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. I am. Go ahead and choose this and more. Amplify the vision of your life. Bring in the vision and amplify it to be even more extraordinary, to have even more than you ever desire, to receive, to create even more than you've ever imagined. And feel, notice the universe around you moving and orchestrating, recreating that life, creating your new reality as you're choosing it now, setting everything in motion to manifest it in your 3D. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And feel the congruence, feel your alignment with the universe, feel your divine partnership with the universe as the beautiful divine goddess. Fully owning your truth and your authenticity, your full expression. One more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The goddess is all around you, bringing in beautiful light language. One more deep breath. Beautiful activation happening all around you. Stay open. Open up your heart to receive. Stay in that place of allowance, in that place of radical surrender, radical trust. And embody your power and embody your truth. Love, 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 love yourself. Love the body that you've chosen to be in. Love your life. Find gratitude in who you are. Find gratitude in the creatrix that you are. And then take one more deep breath. Na ya te kiao du te te shi ti kiat ko te ki ni ni shi ti ki ku shu wa ta aya no ko o ya o ya ta ko ya ka pa ye te ko yi yi ya te ye te ya ya te ya no ko ti tu shi ko ko shi te te shi wa ta ya a o ya ni ya ta yi ya yi ya yi ya te shi te te ki ku te shi da ke yi ya ta yi ya o no te ke yi ya na ta yi ya ta shi ti shi te ke shi te na ka shi wa te sha wa da shi te wa sha wa te shi te ki te shi te ka na na shi ya na shi na wu shu wa ki ya ye ya ka wa te te shi wu te shi wa a ya ta ni 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 te shi wa a ya ya sha wa ya ye shi te ye ye te na na shi wu te shi wa 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 te ya 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 shi ya na da sha ta cha to kwa te te shi te ki Isha ya ya ye ye te te shi te kwa. Una sha wu u shi ta ke ya ya sha tu tu shi te yu te sha ta tu wa. That's a beautiful energy coming in, clearing your auric field, bringing in light through your crown, down your root chakra, down your center channel, expanding and overflowing throughout. Lots of beautiful, beautiful goddess energy coming through. One more deep breath. Now, the next steps for you is how do you own this power? How do you keep this power in your field? So this is going to be the connected to the actions that you take moving forward. So the actions that you take moving forward on your self-care, on your self-talk, on your intention for the day and your intention for your vision, the steps that you take, the action steps that you take, embody this energy, embody this light, and create from this place. To honor who you are and stay in your power, releasing and noticing when judgment is coming in. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. So be it. Namaste. Wow, wow, wow. You can choose to stay in that beautiful energy. You can, you know, just bathe in that beautiful goddess energy that's all around you right now as you're in the container, as you're in the beautiful quantum field, the field of infinite possibility. You can focus on what miracles you want to bring forth. You can focus on joy, embodying more joy, embodying more abundance, embodying more self-love. It is now, it is available to you. Take advantage of it. Really own it. Be in that place of gratitude and receive it. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Okay, very good. That was amazing. So now, how do you continue to embody your goddess, your divine goddess, the beautiful creatrix within you? Self-love, self-acceptance, taking daily action to honor who you are, to honor your body, to be in your body, to move forward in the feminine energy, to create from that place moving forward, and to really embody the qualities and attributes of confidence, courage, unconditional love, compassion, and also embracing your light and your beauty as you move forward. Again, embracing the body that you're in, loving the body that you're in, and moving forward with grace and poise and confidence. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, well, I'd love to hear how that was for you, your experience. And if you have any questions connected to how do you continue this process or anything connected to embodying more of your divine feminine. Thank you. Nicole, I'm ready.
Okay. Approximately 1 bazillion callers with their hands up. I'm going to just kind of go in fairly linear form here. Let's go to 609 first. 609, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Liz. I'm calling you from New Jersey. I don't know if it's the time of year or that I'm in survival mode, but I had a real hard time with the process, and I found that I was either kind of numb or actually feeling sad. And one thing that you said, like at near the very end, I all of a sudden got like super sharp pains in my left ankle where I have like a sore right now. It was very weird. It was as you were finishing saying something, and it was like somebody stuck like 8 pins in there.
What was the statement that brought that up?
I don't remember. It was like one of the last things you said as you were wrapping things up. I was going ow.
So the major thing that I see, Liz, for you is so I see like everything that happened, right? The container that we stepped into. I didn't see you step into the container. It's like you didn't allow yourself to step into that container that we created. So more is like, why is it not? Why are you not giving yourself permission to create more? Why are you not giving yourself permission to embody the divine goddess within you? And, you know, the question why is that, we're not really looking for an answer, right? Because then the ego will get in the way. But it really is more to notice that. To notice, I get to give myself permission. Go ahead.
Tears as you said that. And I have been noticing just that I'm, like, stuck in shame. Like, it's I do all these things to get out of it and to ask it to be lifted and to not be addicted to it. And I feel...
Have you forgiven yourself?
Probably not.
Yeah. So, you know, like having somebody else clear it or having us do some other thing, there's only so much that somebody else can do for you, right? This is about you loving you, you forgiving yourself. So this is a practice that sometimes it takes, you know, time because, like, you know, like today you didn't give yourself permission to step into the container. You didn't allow yourself to receive that. Well, the reason you didn't allow yourself to receive that because there's some level of self-punishment, hence the shame. So now we get to go back to that shame. You don't have to go to what happened, the details of that. It's just more about being really kind to yourself and forgiving yourself for whatever that was, the role that you played, you know, the reasons for choosing that. It's bringing in love, light, and forgiveness to that space within you. So the child that I'm picking up is the 8-year-old child. Think about what happened when I was 8, that I'm still holding on to some shame there. Can you recall any events during that time?
No. I actually think like 8 was a fairly happy time, like 8 to 10. What came to mind?
We'll go a little bit further down. Yeah, go ahead.
What came to mind when you were talking, what I've been working on a lot for years is a lifetime in Atlantis where I felt like I was one of several women who lived in a temple to the goddess and a man I was interested in, I went off with. And while we were away, the temple was destroyed and I felt responsible. And I feel like I've cleared a lot of that, but I think there is still this sorrow and something between myself and the goddess, like that I did wrong or I
are unworthy.
Or I didn't.
Yeah, it's that unworthiness. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So, you know, there's a lot, again, there's a lot going on here. It's like the timeline's coming up, and for that, you get to detach, you get to forgive, you get bring love. That's in the past. That's complete. So, you know, what it comes back to more is in this lifetime, there's a part of you that suffers, but there's like a significance that you get out of that suffering. So it's letting go of that significance that suffering brings you and you know, really look at life and reconnecting to happiness and joy and getting significance from that, like the higher vibrations versus the lower vibrations. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and bring in lots of forgiveness for yourself, for the suffering that keeps happening or that you can't let go of. Go ahead and bring love, light, and forgiveness to that. And all the timelines, bring in forgiveness and separate and detach from that. That's complete. That's in the past. It's no longer needed. Bring in the lessons from that. Because everything is choice. So in this lifetime, you get to choose happiness. You get to choose to be free of the pain. You get to choose to be free of the sorrow. But you have to choose it for yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. So, you know, give yourself that. Give yourself that opportunity to experience peace within your heart. Give yourself that opportunity to let go of that old pain and old suffering so that you may experience that joy and that happiness. Everything that you describe is the story that you created, right? I don't deserve this because of this. I cannot connect to that because of this. It's the story that we, you know, the stories that we create for ourselves that separate us from our true authentic self. You're a light being. You are created to express joy and happiness, to experience joy and happiness. But the ego, the memories of those past lives are creating that separation because you're bringing in judgment. You're judging yourself. You're not allowing yourself to receive. So now you get to give that to yourself. You get to say, I deserve this because I am divine creation. this is the story that I created that is creating this punishment, that is creating this pain. But that's an illusion. I can choose something different. I can choose to forgive myself. I can choose to let go of this. I can choose to love myself again. I can choose to receive more in my life. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. How does that feel for you?
It feels okay. Like mentally, I understand. And what was coming up for me was a connection with my father that I didn't do enough for him. And I know as a kid, all through his life, I was trying to be a substitute for the wife that he lost. And never succeeded.
Yeah. So again, you get to forgive yourself for that because, you know, you took on the responsibility and that burden that you were a child. So you get to free the child from that burden, from that responsibility. You get to be free from that. You get to give yourself that. You get to allow the little child to experience being a child and not the adult or not a caregiver. You give that little part of you a chance to express in a creative way, into that beautiful innocence, to their creative nature. Does that make sense? So again, you know, this feels like there's a lot of forgiveness that would really benefit you, forgiveness from feeling like you didn't do enough. That's the story that you're creating. So releasing you from that story, releasing yourself from the story from Atlantis, releasing yourself from the story of I can't connect to the goddess. So deleting and creating everything that is creating separation from your truth, from your light, from who you truly are, your full expression. Does that make sense?
Yes. And as you were talking just there where you were saying to give the child the freedom, the energy at my throat finally started to dissipate. It was like a big knot or a big lump. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So, you know, so as things come up like this, just look at what story am I creating and holding on to that is keeping me from fully experiencing who I am? What part of myself am I suppressing? What part of myself is carrying the burden? And bring love and light and forgiveness and free that part of yourself so that you can become fully integrated and experience joy in your life. So that you may release that separation you have with you and Source and your higher self. Okay?
Yes, I've actually been, you know, people have been telling me over and over again, you need to bring joy in, you need to be happy, and I've been trying, and I've been doing the other work, but I think the part is just I haven't been, like, releasing and nurturing that inner child. So, thank you.
Yeah, love and forgiveness. Love, forgiveness, and acceptance. Love, forgiveness, and acceptance. That's what we need, right? The little child within us wants to feel love, to feel like we belong, like we, you know, we belong somewhere. And we want to feel acknowledged. And we want to be free to be ourselves, to be creative, to express ourselves. So give that to your little ones. And whenever they come up or whenever, wherever you're feeling that attachment or whatever you're feeling that shame, wherever that you're feeling that burden, bring in that love, light, and forgiveness. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Very good, Liz. Thank you for calling. Yeah, keep us posted.
All right. Let's go now to, 231. I'm being pulled there next. 231, you're up with Maria. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, it's Maria. Hi, Maria. It's Destiny.
Hi, Destiny.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Nicole. Oh, my goodness. I was so hoping for this. I am, wow, I am having, I am like working so hard to get myself, my heart. Every time that I get a clearing or a healing, then there's interference. I feel like that's messing with my heart and messing with my head. So I feel like I'm getting like thoughts projected at me and then my heart gets closed down. And so I feel numb right now. And I'm just,
what was your experience like, Destiny, what was your experience like connecting to divine goddesses?
Well, I mean, I totally connected, but I had got a call probably like 2 hours prior to this that allowed me to receive it. But what I'm saying is, it's like every time after I get a clearing or something, it's like I feel numb. Within like an hour, I feel numb. So I'm not sure what I'm doing or if something's just jumping.
Well, what one of the things that feels very different from, you know, you've called to the show before a couple other times, your energy feels very different. You actually feel more grounded and more connected. So that's great. That's really good to see. The numbness that you feel, so what I'm getting is that it's more of a neutral space. It's more about not feeling anything than feeling numb, although there is a desire to feel joy and to feel happiness. But that feels like that you're moving in that direction, because for so long it was just difficult to be in your body, and now it feels like, okay, yeah, you're more in your body. It feels like you're more connected. So this is more of a neutral place than like something wrong, like, oh, is there something wrong? This feels more of a like you're learning to embody joy, and you're learning to connect to deeper levels of happiness. You're learning to connect to a more of like what that is. And it almost feels like in the past you didn't really know what that felt like. You didn't really know what that was, because there was always something else going on or something kind of preventing you from experiencing it. And so this is kind of, you're moving in that into that place, and it feels new. It feels like it's like a new road for you or a new path for you. So I'm not, like I said, I'm not seeing like anything wrong per se. We can bring in more light to open up your heart.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, go ahead and take a deep breath.
And maybe clear out the head, maybe like clear out the confusion and open the heart. Thank you.
Yeah, that's more of an expectation. Like, it's supposed to feel this way. It's supposed to look like this way. So that we can clear, delete, transmute, transform lives. So you want to throw out any expectations of what it should feel like, what it should be like, because it's going to be different every time. You know, sometimes it may be similar, but it's not always going to feel the same or be the same, or the experience is going to be the same. So we just want to be open to wherever it takes us. Doing it clear, delete, trust, be, transform all of that. Clear, delete, trust, be, transform all of that. Clear, delete, trust, be, transform all of that. The time and it's So there was some sort of fog in the center of your head. So right, clear all of that. 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 Clear, delete, trust, be, transform. Clear, trust, be, transform. Clear, trust, be, transform.
And there's an interference. There's some kind of interference bouncing around my back, the back of my butt, like around my butt and legs, lower body.
Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And we're going to go ahead and amplify the light from your center of your head. So it looks like a big shining star shining through your third eye, all the way through your throat, heart space, down your power center, down your sacral area. And then we're going to expand it through front and back of your chakras, all the way through to your root chakra and all the way out. Go ahead and expand it. Clear, delete, trust, feet, transform. Clear, trust, feet, transform. Clear, trust, feet, transform. And we're expanding the light around you in your auric field as well. And I can see Archangel Michael coming in, clear and delete, transmuting, moving all entities, attachments. Yeah, so one of the messages that is coming in for you is not to get so attached to things, not to feel like you need to control the process or the outcome, and to trust more in the process, to trust more in the divine, to trust more that you're receiving what you're meant to receive. Okay, one more deep breath. Very good. Very good.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. Yeah, my pleasure. Okay, thank you for calling, Destiny. Talk to you soon.
Oh, my goodness. We still have about a gajillion callers left, but we are basically at the top of the hour, and we want to give you a chance to do your shameless self-promotion there, Maria. What have you got for us today?
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited. There's a couple of different events coming up that I really would love all of you to really consider as you step forward, especially into the end of this year and into the new year. So coming up soon is the 12-12 activation, the gateway. So I'd love for you to join me there as we step into the new gateway, as we access more of higher consciousness, as we connect more with ourselves, connect more with the divine beings, and amplify who we are in this world. And that is a beautiful, beautiful activation that sort of primes us to begin the next year at the next level, at the next level of our ascension, at the next upgrade of who we are. And then moving into the next year, actually beginning at the end of this year, I have another beautiful program that it's all about healing your beautiful divine temple. It's divine sacred goddess heal your beautiful temple, in which we go through every organ system in your body, and we go through different levels, energetic, physical, emotional, mental, and we clearly transform what is there that is causing an imbalance. And we amplify and we bring up the energy. We raise the vibration of your body at each system at the time to optimize and rejuvenate. So we bring in, we reverse epigenetics. We do a neogenesis, cellular upgrades, and all the way down to the DNA level to help you optimize all your systems, upgrade your operating system so that you step out, you step forward into the new year as the next version of you. So all of that coming soon. And then as my extension of the Soul Wealth Destiny program, I've created Master Your Money Mastermind, in which we are incorporating all of the energetic work that we've been doing in Soul Wealth Destiny, plus we're bringing in speakers, we're bringing in other trainers, we're bringing in practices for you to build your wealth and your wealth legacy, generational wealth. So I'm really excited of all of these programs coming forth. You can find the information on my website, 360 Prosperity, or you can join my mailing list to receive more information. And this information will also be available here and News for the Soul under my profile. So I am so excited, and I invite you to just consider what's next for you and take a step, courage and ease. You know, as you're stepping into the divine goddess, the modern day goddess, as you're stepping into your power, as you're creating the new you, the new reality, as you're stepping forward and creating the next this version of you in the next year. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Nicole, for your time. Thank you for your support. And I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. Thank you, everyone. Namaste. Bye for now.
And thanks to all the callers. I know there's a lot of you that had your hand up. Call in next time, 2 weeks' time from now, 4 p.m. Pacific. Maria will be back. In the meantime, she's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.